Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned of Kof Dal of Masech Deba Metzia. Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's halacha of a makabel sodim mechaveira v'hi beis hashlochen. If a person leased someone's dry field that needs extra watering and it had a well from which the worker would benefit, yavesh ha'mayin einem menakaloi min chachuroi. If the well dried up, the worker must pay the owner the full price of chachiris and he does not subtract his loss. Shma ba'alma amrilach. The cases of fields that were named for certain benefits, the owner may claim he sold them only for the name, but did not guarantee that they actually have the benefit. The Mishnah's halacha makabel sodim mechaveira b'hivira, shama noisikama ru'i lasis v'noisin lay. If a person leased someone's field but he did not work it and left the field fallow, we assess the amount the field would have produced, and they must pay the agreed percentage of this amount to the owner, because shakach kaisev loy im ivir v'loy avid ashal b'meitava. The worker writes in the contract, even if I don't work and leave the field fallow, I will pay you in full. As Rashi explains, the halacha of shamanaisa applies only to kablanas, where the owner gets a percentage. But regarding chachiris, where the worker pays the owner a set amount, there's no need to assess. He pays the owner the agreed set amount, regardless of whether he worked or not. The Gemara mentioned several other examples of Dairish Loshen Hedyit. The Chum issued their rulings based on the wording that people are accustomed to write. Asmachto leikanya. If one commits for a matter and takes on a steep penalty, we assume that he was not sincere and thought that this would never come about, and such a commitment is not binding.